Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Happy Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 25th of August, 2020. Here comes the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, and we got it for you in about 5 minutes. Well, the world was in a panic a few hours ago. Zoom, holy crap, it went down. Yeah, Zoom had a massive outage on Monday morning that pretty much prevented everybody from actually using the video conferencing app. It wasn't in just a section of the world. No, this was worldwide. Even Down Detector said, yep, there ain't nothing there. Now, as for what caused the outage, we don't really know. All the statement we got was, we have resolved an issue that caused some users to be unable to start and join Zoom meetings. Some users, huh? We sincerely apologize for any inconvenience. Apparently, everything was all back up and running by about 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time in the U.S. And from the most part, it looks like it's just fine elsewhere around the world, too. Even had a Zoom meeting this morning myself. Yep, went pretty smooth. Your vacuum cleaner's about to get a new brain. Yes, your iRobot vacuum is now going to have an AI-powered brain. Apparently, this will be the biggest software update for the robot vacuum cleaner ever since the thing launched 30 years ago. Can you believe it? 30 years for these things. Now, the company that makes these things, they've actually been doing this for quite a while now, ever since about 2018, adding new things like mapping features and all that. But with the AI brain, you'll actually be able to kind of more or less tell your vacuum, hey, you missed a spot. Or don't forget to do this certain part of the kitchen. You get the idea here. Now, with this upgrade of the AI brain for the vacuum cleaner, also comes a redesign of the iRobot app, which will give you more control over a specific spot that needs cleaning. Now, the biggest part, of course, is customers' privacy. You know, being the fact that AI's on board, maybe it could tell somebody that hacked into your home just what your layout was like. But according to the iRobot's manufacturer, yeah, that ain't gonna be very beneficial to them. The images that are actually captured by the iRobot vacuums are not even stored anywhere. They're actually converted into abstract maps. So basically, if someone stole the data, all they'll really ever know is you had a room called kitchen. Yeah, nothing really beneficial. And finally, yeah, sorry guys, there just wasn't a whole lot of news over the last 24 hours, but hey, did you know this? Windows 95 is 25. Yep, that's right, as of today, Microsoft 25 years ago officially released Windows 95. Not only was it a major change for Microsoft, also for the Rolling Stones too. Damn, how much money do they make off of that? You know, remember their little song, Start Me Up? Not to mention seeing the stupid video everywhere. Nonetheless though, Internet Explorer would soon arrive after in the Plus expansion pack. Not to mention that basically all of Windows 95 bugs were ironed out in Windows 98. It's amazing to see, though, that start menu, yep, we still got the same damn thing now, don't we? Meaning old habits die hard, and really, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. AKA Windows 8. Got a story? No one else is listening? Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our official website over there at britishtechnetwork.com. Check out our blog and get subscribed to all the wonderful BTN podcasts over there, including this show, The Max Show, The Big Show, The Photo Show, and so many others. Check us out, too, on Facebook and give us a like there at British Tech Network. Of course, you can still find us on Twitter and give us a follow over there at British Tech. But definitely come by our community and join in the fun today. We'd love for you to be a part of it. You can easily do it by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Thursday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, hope you're having a fantastic Tuesday. Hope your week's starting out well for you. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.